The discovery is the first in the two tributaries of the Mississippi River as invasive carp continue to spread. The DNR confirmed the presence of silver carp using data retrieved from acoustic receivers that picked up transmitters within silver carp. The fish had previously been captured and tagged on the Mississippi River. The DNR's Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator, Tyler Masalk, says initial data indicates few fish in the two rivers.
There are very few in numbers, so it definitely shows, at least at this point in time, low densities.
The agency confirmed the detections in August and September. The invasive fish are concerning because they've been known to outcompete native species for food. Hundreds of tagged fish were removed on the Mississippi River near Trempealeau last year. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.